理课堂听 class.com。
Everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We are taking a look at the lives of six singers. They have just formed a musical group. They want to sing together and they want to make it big.
Well, yesterday we learned that the Sunshine Singers want to start rehearsal at 11 o'clock, but three of them are late. Now, is Rex mad? That's the question.
Well, he's a little frustrated, no doubt. He wants to start on time, but the other members are not there yet. We find, though, that actually the other members that are there, they're trying to encourage each other. And they do realize, though, don't they, Steve, that time or being punctual is important.
That's right. It's very important, especially if they want to make it big in the music business. Well, let's begin the reading on page 23 on the left-hand column for Meet the Sunshine Singers.
Meet the Sunshine Singers.
Hey, where are you going, Rex? You're not leaving, are you? I'm sure the others will be here any minute.
No, I'm just going to warm up over in a corner.
Wait, someone's coming.
It must be our three missing group members, Liebig, Joshua, and Jason. I wonder what held them up.
Liebig, Joshua, and Jason enter, carrying pizza boxes.
Hi, guys. We're here.
Here you are at last.
And you brought pizza. Great!
Is that what delayed you? You stopped to buy pizza?
Yeah, we thought you guys might be hungry. Sorry we're late.
Well, since you brought food, we forgive you.
Come late any time, if you bring pizza. Now, let's eat.
Maybe we'd better practice a little first.
Great idea.
1, 2.
You're one of a kind, all of the time. Be the best you and I'll be fine.
Well, as we begin this section, it says, or Andrea says, "Hey, where are you going, Rex?" So we get the idea that Rex is moving away from the group. They've been together talking about the time and the fact that other members are late. And now Rex is moving away. Andrea says, "Where are you going? You're not leaving, are you?"
Now, a lot of people who know the situation, we know Rex is frustrated. And sometimes when a person is frustrated, they like to remove themselves from the situation so that they can cool down and relax. And so maybe that's what Rex is doing here. Maybe he's a little angry and he needs to get away and just cool down.
Or maybe he's a lot angry and he has decided to leave the room completely or go home. Well, Andrea wants to know, and she says, "I'm sure the others will be here any minute." So she's encouraging him to not leave, but to stick around and to wait for them.
Rex says, no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going in the corner to warm up. So Rex isn't leaving the room. He wants to warm up his voice. He's very conscientious. He's a very diligent student of his voice. He likes to improve himself, and he likes to practice a lot.
Plus, I get the feeling that he doesn't want to waste time. The other members aren't there yet, and he has this time. He might as well use the time to warm up his voice. Now, people who go out exercising will need to warm up, too. They often warm up their muscles by doing some stretches, things like that. People who sing like to warm up their vocal cords. They like to warm up their voice so they don't strain their voice.
People who play the piano, they like to warm up their fingers, warm up their hands first before they have a performance or before they practice. Let's look at this phrase, warm up, in today's word skit.
Oh,
All right.
Hey, are you ready to run?
Yeah, 15 kilometers. I can't wait. Let's go.
Hey, well, no, wait. First, before we run, we have to warm up.
Warm up?
Yeah. You always do something easy before you do something that's difficult.
Okay, let's warm up.
Okay, a good warm-up is jumping. So, jumping, one, two, up, down,
jump,
jumping,
jump.
Jumping.
One, two.
Oh, good.
Okay,
great.
I think I'm ready now. I'm warmed up.
Oh, no, wait. Before you go, now we need to stretch.
Stretch?
Yeah, stretch is a good warm-up for your body. So,
okay.
Stretch up, 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 good. Down, stretch down. Stretch up, stretch down.
Stretch.
Was a good warm-up right
there. I think
I'm
ready to run.
Oh, no. Now we need to twist.
Twist.
Twist is a great warm-up. Okay, ready. Twist to the right. Go. Twist. Twist to the left. Twist. Twist. Right and left and twist. 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 There. Oh, and now let's go. We're ready to run.
No, we're not.
Huh?
No, I'm too tired to run.
Oh.
Well, in this case, we see Rex going into the corner to warm his voice up. He wants to remove himself from the other members so he can have a quiet place, maybe not to disturb them as well, where he can warm his voice up.
Well, if you've ever heard anyone warming up their voice, it could be pretty loud, so I'm not sure the others won't be disturbed if he's practicing in the corner. But he's aware that it's going to be a little loud, so he removes himself from their presence to warm up his voice.
Well, at least he starts to, but then Christina says, wait, someone's coming. So she knows that someone's coming. She's not sure that it's the other members, but Angus says it must be our three missing group members, actually Liebig, Joshua, and Jason. And he says, I wonder what held them up.
Okay, again, Christina said that, wait, someone's coming. She heard someone at the door. She heard people walking in the hallway, so she knows that someone's coming. And then Angus guesses, and he guesses correctly, it's the three people they've been waiting for all that time, for over half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little late, and they're waiting to rehearse together.
Now, missing here does not mean that they were lost somewhere. They just weren't in the group or weren't there when they should be, right?
Mm-hmm. And then Angus says, I wonder what held them up. And that phrase means, I wonder what delayed them. Now, let's not confuse that with another phrase, hold up. If you get held up or if someone holds you up, that means they're robbing you. Usually they have a gun and they want your money.
Right. Sometimes somebody will hold up a bank, right? They will, or hold up a person. But in this case, it's the idea of delaying you, keeping you, or preventing you from doing what you needed to do. So Liebig, Joshua, and Jason enter carrying pizza boxes. That might give them, or at least cause the other members of the group to forgive them.
That's a good sign. If you're going to be late for a meeting, bring pizza. That's right. Or bring food or bring something. Now Joshua says, hi guys, we're here. And there's a fourth member of our Sunshine Singers group. Rex says, here you are at last. Finally, we've been waiting for you. Rex is happy to see them.
Here you are at last. It does give us the idea that finally you have arrived.
And as always, Angus is upbeat and he says, and you brought pizza. Great. Oh, Angus is so happy. Christina says, is that what delayed you? You stopped to buy pizza. So she's guessing the reason they were late is because they stopped at a pizza restaurant and bought some pizza to bring to the rehearsal.
So it looks like Angus quickly forgave the group or those that were late. And Christina, too, doesn't seem overly bothered by this. The fact that they brought pizza probably does help. But they perhaps were delayed because they decided to stop by and get the pizza for the whole group.
Okay, and there's that word delayed again. That's one of our vocabulary words. And that means to hold somebody up or something that kept you from arriving on time, something that made you late.
Okay, to postpone something or to keep you late. Well, Jason says, yeah, we thought you guys might be hungry. Sorry we're late. And Rex says, well, since you brought food, we forgive you. So even Rex is willing to forgive them.
Okay, so we see that Jason, Joshua, and Liebig, their intentions aren't bad. They have good intentions. They were thinking of the others, and they thought, maybe these guys are hungry. We should buy them some pizza. So they had good intentions, but still, they were late.
Well, Angus says, come late any time if you bring pizza. Now let's eat. So he thinks it's okay if they're late as long as they bring food. But notice Christina says, maybe we'd better practice a little first. They are behind schedule, and Rex believes that that's a good idea too.
Well, Christina, ever the conscientious one wants to work first and then play later. Well, it's time to visit the chat room with Ken and Rachel, and then we'll be back with more of our lesson.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. Today we continue with the article, Meet the Sunshine Singers.
That's right. We see the latecomers, Jason, Joshua, and Liebeck, finally show up.
And they brought pizza with them.
Wait a minute, Rachel. The lesson says they're carrying pizza boxes. So why does Angus say, you brought pizza? Shouldn't he say pizzas with an S?
Good question. I guess technically if they're carrying pizza boxes, then that means more than one pizza. So he should have said pizzas with an S. But I think Angus is referring to pizza as a type of food. So the emphasis is not on how many pizzas they brought, but the fact that they brought pizza, the Italian food.
照理说他们带了pizza boxes, 好几盒的pizza, Angus 应该用复数 pizzas, 但是他却用了单数, you brought pizza, 没有加S, 就是因为他是在强调pizza这种食物, 而并不是pizza的数量. Are there any other examples?
Sure, cakes and pies. If we say two cakes or two pies, we're talking about two whole cakes or two whole pies. But for a part of a cake or pie, you can't say cakes or pies. You have to use the word slice or piece. So for example, I'd like a piece of cake and two slices of pie.
就和pizza一样，这个cake蛋糕跟pie的复数是指完整的蛋糕或者pie. 所以two cakes 并不是说两块切片的蛋糕，而是两个完整的蛋糕。那如果你要表示一片或者一块的蛋糕或者派，必须要用slice或者piece来表示。比如说three pieces of cake, three slices of pie, 并不是three cakes 或者three pies.
Piece of cake, right?
That's right. It's not hard at all. Okay, students, let's go to a break.
A ukulele is a musical instrument. What does a ukulele look like? A little guitar. B, a small drum. C, a large flute. A ukulele is a musical instrument. What does a ukulele look like? A little guitar. That's right. A ukulele looks like a small guitar. The ukulele is easy to play, and it's a lot of fun. If you go to Hawaii, you'll see lots of ukuleles there. Maybe we should go now.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We have met the Sunshine Singers. We know a little bit about them now. We know that three members were late. They're there now, though, and they have brought pizza. So I think all is forgiven.
All is forgiven, and all are present. Finally, we see all six Sunshine Singers together with their two friends, Steve and Andrea. They're in the process of eating pizza. So let's join them now on line 25 in the left-hand column.
Meet the Sunshine Singers. Later, as they eat pizza.
You guys sound great, you know.
Yeah, I really like that song.
Thanks so much for letting Steve and me hang out at your practices.
And thanks for sharing your pizza.
Well, you two help us a lot, you know, especially with our English.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. Ever since I met you guys, life has been very interesting.
And Steve, you're an excellent guitar and drum player. You've really helped us spice up our music.
What is it you say, Nolly Nolly?
No, really, don't be modest. You're a great musician. We're lucky to have you helping us.
Thanks. I still have a lot to learn, though.
We might remember that when the pizza first arrived, they were ready to eat, but Christina and Rex thought they might be better off practicing a little while before they started to eat. But then later, they did decide to eat the pizza. It says later, as they eat, they're sharing, they're talking together. And Andrea says, "You guys sound great, you know?"
Well, Andrea could have just said, "You guys sound great." But she added, "you know," at the end of her sentence. And I think that indicates what she wants to say is, even if you don't agree with me, even if you don't think you yourselves sound good, I still do. You guys sound great, you know.
And you almost think that you should add a question mark here, looking for a response. But she's not really looking for a response. She's just making a statement. You guys are great, you know.
Right. And then Steve says, "Yeah, I really like that song." So he agrees with Andrea, and he wants to encourage the Sunshine Singers as well.
And it seems that Andrea is happy that she's had this opportunity to hang out with the Sunshine Singers. She says, "Thanks so much for letting Steve and me hang out at your practices." So it seems like it's been a fun experience for Andrea.
Right. If it's a serious practice, and it looks like it is, not a lot of groups would allow people in there and let them listen and let them watch. It could be a distraction. Mm-hmm. So allowing Andrea and Steve into the practice sessions is kind of a privilege for them.
And this idea of hanging out, it's an informal usage, right? It just gives you the idea of spending time together in an informal or casual way.
Okay, another word we could use is socialize. But we like the word hang out, as you said, Vicki. It's more informal, and a lot of people use that word today.
And especially young people might say, "Oh, come over to my house and hang out for a little while. We'll have some fun just talking and watching some TV. You're not doing anything special. It's very casual."
Okay, so Andre is thankful, and Steve says, "Thanks, too." He says, "And thank you for sharing your pizza." So Steve is thankful as well.
Well, notice what Angus says. He says, "Well, you two help out a lot, or you help us a lot, you know, especially with our English." So he feels that Steve and Andrea are helping the group to improve their English, maybe even their pronunciation with the singing.
So he's happy to give back to Steve and Andrea. I guess the singers are singing a lot of songs in English, mm-hmm. and Steve and Andrea are helping them. They're coaching them in their English.
Okay, well, Andrea says, "Oh, well, it's my pleasure. It's a pleasure for her to be able to do this kind of thing, to help them out with their English and to hang out with them, to be with them."
She says, "Ever since I met you guys, life has been very interesting. Ever since I met you guys." So her life before meeting the Sunshine Singers may have been interesting, but not as interesting as it is now that she met them.
You know, this word interesting can be very interesting. Sometimes we really do mean that something is very interesting, but sometimes we use it kind of in a joking manner. Life has become very interesting since I met you. In other words, life has become fun in a way, a little bit crazy in a way.
Right, a little crazy, a little unpredictable. Mm-hmm. You're not really sure what's going to happen next when you're hanging out with the Sunshine Singers.
Well, as we go on, Christina says, "And Steve, you're an excellent guitar and drum player. You've really helped us spice up our music." So we see that Steve has not only helped them with their English, but also with the music side of things.
Okay, maybe Steve gives them a few tips. Maybe he gives them some suggestions or his opinion about some of the songs that they do and the way the music is going. Well, to spice up something, of course, when you're talking about food, you're adding spices to make it taste better. You might add salt or pepper to make the food more interesting to your mouth. Now, when you spice up a song, you're trying to add interest to that as well, and you may do that in a number of ways.
Right, to introduce interest or excitement into something. So by having a good guitar player or a good drummer, you can really add interest to the music or more excitement to the music. So that's what Christina feels about Steve's playing. She feels that he has helped spice up the music.
Well, Steve wants to be humble, and he wants to try out some of the Chinese he's learned. So he says, "What is it you say? Nali, nali." Of course, that is a deflection of praise, and it's a very humble thing to say when someone compliments you.
And sometimes people say it even though they don't mean it, right?
They do.
Well, Rex says, no, really, don't be modest. And modest does give us the idea of being very humble. He says, you're a great musician. We're lucky to have you helping us. So Rex feels that it's great to have Steve there to support the team.
And then Steve, again, is being humble, or he's trying to be. I know it's difficult for him, but he says, thanks. I still have a lot to learn, though. He knows that he has a lot of lot more things to learn in music, and he's not arrived yet. He's not there. He's not a professional. He's just an amateur.
Okay, well, it looks like this group has a lot of fun together. They're growing together. We're going to learn a lot more about them next time. Right now, it's time to review our lesson.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们看 warm up 这个动词片语。Warm up 本来有加热的意思，但是 warm up 在这里是指暖身，可以指正式表演前先练习一下来暖身。例如 ,the band needs to warm up for half an hour before the concert. 乐团需要在音乐会前练习半个小时。Warm up 也可以指运动前为了预防受伤而做的暖身运动。例如 ,the swim team is warming up by the pool.游泳队正在泳池边做暖身运动。继续我们看 delay 这个动词。delay 是指拖延或者是使延后。例如 ,Frank decided to delay his trip to New York for personal reasons. Frank 因为私人的因素决定延后去纽约的行程。delay 常常用被动式。例如 ,Our flight was delayed for 3 hours. 我们的班机被延误了3个小时。最后我们看的是 spice up something 这个成语。spice 当名词本来是指香料，但是在这里 spice 是当动词，所以 spice up something 是指使某件事物更有趣。例如 ,the soundtrack really spiced up the movie. 这部电影的配乐真的使电影增色不少。spice up something 也指在食物中添加调味料或香料使它更浓郁。例如 ,the chili peppers spiced up the soup. 辣椒粉让这个汤更美味。And Studio Classroom spices up your day with great new articles every day.
Warm up. Spend a few minutes warming up before you go running. Delay. Sorry, I'm late.I was delayed by the traffic. Hang out. Let's hang out and watch a movie at your house tonight. Spice up something. We need to spice up this play with some more jokes.
Meet the Sunshine Singers.
Hey, where are you going, Rex? You're not leaving, are you? I'm sure the others will be here any minute.
No, I'm just going to warm up over in the corner.
Wait, someone's coming.
It must be our 3 missing group members, Liebig, Joshua, and Jason. I wonder what held them up.
Liebig, Joshua, and Jason enter, carrying pizza boxes.
Hi, guys, we're here.
Here you are at last.
And you brought pizza. Great!
Is that what delayed you? You stopped to buy pizza?
Yeah, we thought you guys might be hungry. Sorry we're late.
Well, since you brought food, we forgive you.
Come late anytime, if you bring pizza. Now, let's eat.
Maybe we'd better practice a little first.
Great idea.
1, 2 You're one of a kind, all of the time. Be the best you and I'll be fine.
Later, as they eat pizza.
You guys sound great, you know.
Yeah, I really like that song.
Thanks so much for letting Steve and me hang out at your practices.
And thanks for sharing your pizza.
Well, you two help us a lot, you know, especially with our English.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. Ever since I met you guys, life has been very interesting.
And Steve, you're an excellent guitar and drum player. You've really helped us spice up our music.
What is it you say, Nolly Nolly?
No, really, don't be modest. You're a great musician. We're lucky to have you helping us.
Thanks. I still have a lot to learn, though.
You know, Steve, I don't think it's very easy for a young group nowadays to start a music group together like this.
It's not, Vicky. If you have even two people in a music group, it's very difficult to get along. Make that number as large as six, like the Sunshine Singers, and it becomes a big problem. Or it could be. They'll have a lot of things to work through.
True, they'll have a lot of challenges ahead of them. Well, we have to say goodbye today, but we'll be back with more of the Sunshine Singers next time. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, friends.